May 20, 1903, Louisa offers her life for the church and for the triumph of the truth. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself with blessed Jesus in my arms, in the midst of many people who, with irons, swords and knives, were trying, some to beat, some to wound, some to cut off the members of our Lord. But as much as they didn't try, they could cause no harm. On the contrary, their very irons, as sharp and cutting as they were, lost all their activity, and became inoperative. Jesus and I were highly afflicted at seeing the brutality of those inhuman hearts which, though they saw that they could do nothing, would yet repeat the blows in order to succeed in their intent. And if they caused no harm, it was because they were unable to. They became angry because their weapons had become useless and they were unable to carry out their resolute will to do harm to our Lord. And they said to themselves, "Why are we unable to do anything? What is the cause? It seems that other times we were able to do something, but as we find ourselves in the arms of this one here, we can do nothing. Let us try and see whether we can do harm to her, and get her out of the way." While they were saying this, Jesus withdrew to my side and gave them freedom to do what they wanted. But before they laid hands on me, I said, "Lord, I offer my life for the church and for the triumph of the truth. Accept, I pray you, my sacrifice." Then they took a sword and cut my head off. Blessed Jesus accepted my sacrifice, but while they were doing this, in the act of making the sacrifice, to my highest sorrow I found myself inside myself. I thought I had reached the place of my desires, but I remained disappointed.